It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. We've had a little time now to see if President Obama succeeded in altering the debate over health care. The president dismayed many Republicans with his speech this week to Congress. He's apparently jolted some of his fellow Democrats. Some of the more conservative Democrats are showing renewed resolve to pass some kind of health care measure this year. Some seem ready to pass a bill with or without Republican support. Our coverage begins with NPR's David Wellner.
To hear top GOP lawmakers tell it, President Obama's primetime address to Congress was a waste of time. Here's John Boehner, the leader of House Republicans.
When you listened to the president's speech and thought about it, there was nothing new.
The review of Mr. Obama's address was equally negative from the Senate's second-ranking Republican, John Kyle.
Partisan, uninformative, disingenuous, and not likely to encourage those who have honest disagreements with him to be able to work towards some kind of common solution.
But the president's words had an opposite effect on fellow Democrats. One was Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus, whose panel has yet to unveil its proposal for overhauling health care. Baucus said yesterday the president's speech had, quote, breathed new life into what we are doing.
Partly because his remarks fairly closely resembled our effort in the Finance Committee. It's very similar. And I think that there's a recognition that that's generally the direction in which we must move.
What's already known about the Finance Committee proposal is that it's likely to be the most conservative plan put forth by any of the five congressional panels in charge of health care legislation. That plan, which was worked out among three Republicans and three Democrats, is to be made public next week and debated by the full committee the following week. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said yesterday he wants a health care bill on the Senate floor this month.
We want to continue on the road of bipartisanship that we've traveled so far. And there are Republicans that are out there willing to help us. I'm confident of that. If they're not, then we can always go to reconciliation, which we don't want to do. That's our second choice.
Reconciliation is a budget maneuver that allows Democrats to avoid the 60-vote hurdles of filibusters and pass health care legislation with just 51 votes. Under Senate rules, reconciliation could only be used after October 15th, and it would leave parts of the health care bill vulnerable to parliamentary challenges. But New York Democrat Charles Schumer says the president's speech may ultimately win over enough Republicans to pass health care without resorting to reconciliation.
I don't think anyone thought after hearing the speech, 12 Republican senators would get up and say, I'm for you, Mr. President. But when they go back to their constituencies who did hear the speech, they may feel differently in terms of how to approach things.
But Democrats are also divided over health care, especially whether it should include a government insurance plan, widely known as a public option. Yesterday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi defended the public option that's in the House bill, which has yet to be voted on.
The public option saves tens of billions of dollars. Contrary to reports on some significant networks that it's going to cost $1 trillion.
Still, Pelosi said nothing about the bill should be non-negotiable. Senate Majority Leader Reid also said he still favors a public option to keep insurance companies from conspiring to fix prices. But Reid would not dismiss the possibility of the Senate approving member-owned health insurance cooperatives, an alternative to a public option that's favored by the Finance Committee.
If we can come up with a concept of a cooperative that does just that, that is, it makes more competition and makes insurance companies honest, yes, I think that would fill the bill.
Nearly every Republican, meanwhile, opposes a public option, and some say a cooperative would be no better. Here's Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah.
A co-op plan or a public plan? Either way, it's going to be the same thing. The co-op plan is just going to be a Trojan horse to get us there.
Some moderate Democrats said they were heartened by the president's speech, but Nebraska Senator Ben Nelson said he's still holding out for more details.
I can't say that I'll be for anything until I've seen everything, because there is a lot of complexity here that is not fleshed out.
And that may be why Nelson and 16 other centrist Democratic senators were invited by President Obama to meet with him yesterday at the White House. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.